Lurida and that book?
Yes.
Said Blissett. We're going to start. We're here to identify one's intentions. Spiritual knowledge is to identify one's intentions. We're identifying our supreme body form, that is not a material. Everybody knows it, but it's not your identity at all. Body was not identity, but it's not going to remain identity. There's glimpses of eye there. It appears upon your spontaneous presence. If the presence is not there, it's eye. So eye appears upon your presence. It's called God, Master, Brahman, Atman, Paramatman, God. The name is given to that. Unidentified entity within you. See what happened from childhood to you, we are measuring ourselves in the body form. And as you know, body is not our debt of. What is the purpose of behind this spiritual knowledge? We are reading so many books, referring to so many masters. What is the purpose? What do we want exactly? The basic thing we want: happiness, peacefulness, tension-free life, fearless life. Because human body is not tolerable. But accept a human body as I am. The I am appear upon the presence. Presence does not know I am presence. It is settled in the sky, space. If there is no presence, what is the value of this body? Just through human body we can identify ourselves, dear sense. What is knowledge? Spiritual knowledge means just to identify oneself, real sense. It does not mean neglect your body, neglect your family, responsibility. To practice spirituality. It is not a dry spirituality. It is not a dry discussion on spirituality. Be practical. It is not difficult at all. Already told it, except your selflessness, there is no God, no Brahman, no Atman, no Paramatman, no Master. But all the time we are measuring ourselves in body form, that is the illusion. Religious concept supportive, it is all. I'm somebody else. Mind, ego, intellect, appear along with the body. And we are living within the circle of the mind, ego, intellect. Where is the mind, ego, intellect prior to beingness? Prior to beingness, we are not having any happiness or peacefulness. After living body, we want happiness, we want peacefulness. They are the worst. Because body knowledge is not tolerable. I am somebody is not tolerable. So once it is identified perfectly, it means I am not body, I am not going to live in body. Basically you are unborn, there is no birth and death. Birth and death connected with the body knowledge only. You are not seeking to neglect your body. Body is media through which you can identify. If the presence is not there, what is the value of this body? So be practical, not impossible. What is practical? To identify oneself to yourself, you have to undergo discipline of meditation, it's the most important thing. This is Nama Mantra, Mantra. What is Mantra? These are the words. Soham is what? Ambrahmasmi. Shivoham, these are the words through which you can identify, through which you are hammering also all the time. So that is the only source. I am telling you that meditation also is in the advanced stage. But to dissolve all body-based concept, meditation is most important, it's foundation. In other words, I am telling this antivirus software, meditation antivirus software. Without which you can identify. Only dry spiritual knowledge. I read so many books. Little temporary relief, the painkillers. So this is a golden opportunity. In business, it's having valuable presence. Presence does not know I am presence. I give the name presence to spirit or energy or solidity. Just like electricity, just like space. Space does not know I am space, or sky does not know I am sky. And what to do? Try to identify yourself, dear sisters. I am somebody who is supposed to put with it all. Everybody. And beyond sky, sky is everywhere. You go anywhere in the world, sky is there. But sky does not touch sky. Likewise, the anonymous invisible presence or invisible listener within you is everywhere just like a sky. Not limited to the body. Body has some limitations, some stages. Your child and grown up as a young man, no old man. And some or other day, willingly, unwillingly, you have to leave this body. That is the purpose behind the spirituality. Spirituality, spirituality means what? That's what. Anybody want to ask any question regarding me? Yes? Okay, welcome.
Maharaj, what is devotion? How do you practice devotion?
Yes, good question. You have to involve yourself, knowing the reality. You have to involve yourself, you have to concentrate. Concentrated, individual concentrated within you, individual listener within you. Through words we are trying to identify ourselves. We are created language, through this language we are trying to identify ourselves. Through devotion you can identify deity within you. Your spontaneous presence is a deity, a God, ultimate truth. Brahman, Atman, Paramatman, God, not separate from you. This end is because we are measuring all time, I'm somebody else, I'm man or woman or something else. You're not a man or human, you're Brahman, Atman, Paramatman, God, Master. Respect. You're not accepting facts. There's so many questions appear upon your presence, the body-based questions. So as question be solved, the moment you identify yourself in the earth. It's open for Parakita with spirituality. You only be thinking it literally. Body is not your identity at all. But living body, what remains? What is knowledge? Who require knowledge? Who want knowledge? Who want peacefulness? What is peacefulness? What is happiness? The body knowledge is not tolerable, therefore you want happiness. I think three concepts of happiness. Publicity, money, sex. Try to extract happiness through this, all these three elements. Is this thing or not prior to beingness? After living body, you want all this. There are so many concepts. Karma, dharma, religion, so many. Destiny, people, earlier birth, future birth, nothing is there. Absolutely, it's illusion. But since childhood, because of long association with the body, you accepted so many concepts, bodily concepts. I'm somebody else. If somebody is supposed to dissolve. You're nobody, you're everybody. Your presence is everywhere, just like space. After having spontaneous conviction, all concepts will dissolve, all questions will dissolve within you. I said, you're not a beggar, you're a multi willer. You're thinking, oh, God bless me, or somebody bless me. Put your hand on my head. Why? Because you are always neglecting yourself, accepting some happiness or blessing from somebody. Okay, you respect everybody. This is spontaneous conviction. I was not body. I am not body. I am not going to remain body. It's reality. We are not accepting that reality. Because ego is there. So-called mind is there, intellect is there. These are functional organs. Where is that mind prior to beingness? After living body, mind remains? Nothing. Any ego is there? No. Any intellect? No. mind, ego, intellect needs requirement came along with the body only. It is along with the body. This is an opportunity to identify yourself. And for which meditation is only source. If you go on approaching so many masters, reading thousands of books, spiritual books, we are adding something intellect. Because you are self, the self is self, then nothing is there. God, Brahman, Atman, Paramatman, God, Master is there. Name given to the ultimate supernatural power within you. I am inviting attention of the individual listener within you that you are ultimate truth, your final truth. You are not required to go anywhere. But there is some confusion out there. Because we read so many books, so many concepts were embraced and engraved upon us. But to break circle of all concepts, related concepts. Even if I am Brahman, it is also a concept. You are beyond that. There are names, there are words are there. Good words. Because we are created language. We are given the meaning of the language, each and every word. And therefore, I am insisting in the beginning. One should undergo the meditation. One this is the base, the foundation. After having spontaneous conviction, meditation also is illusion. Why meditation required? Through meditation, you are inviting attention of the invisible material within you, that you are ultimate truth. Through meditation, you are inviting attention of the invisible meditator, anonymous meditator, within you, that you are ultimate truth, Brahman, Atman, Paramatman, God. After conviction, you did not require to go anywhere. Everything within you. You have got tremendous power to your knowledge. We are already dependent upon somebody else. Do something pure for me, do something pure for me. Give some blessing, put your hand on my head. Why? Try to absorb the knowledge which you already know. Anybody any question? Feel free. Yes, yes, okay. Welcome.
Sri Ramakant. After reading Selfless Self, my spaces in meditation were longer when the I disappeared. It disappeared longer periods.
I appear upon your presence. To say I, it is appear upon presence. If there is no presence, who says I? You are prior to I. I is the word. I, you, he, she, it is because you are indication, identification, local identification, physical identification.
But after I began to experience so much peace in that, before my trip, I just experienced so much resistance to getting here. And it's like I made myself calm.
The experience is okay. It's good experience. But at the last stage, the ultimate stage, there's no experience, no experience, sir. No witness, no witness, sir. Experience appear upon the presence. It's not a bad thing. When you become close and close to yourself, the self, some good experience happens. Exceptional peacefulness is there. Except the happiness is there. It is spiritual intoxication. Without any cause, without any, say, any, without any material cause. It is self-sufficient. But we are already underestimating ourselves. We think something is there. Your power is there. It is regulating all this world. I should not have underestimated yourself. Your self-esteem is very strong. There is no birth, no death. These are concepts. Nobody knows that I am born, nobody knows I am there. Death and birth are connected with the body knowledge. You are not body. You are not body at all. It's fact. You are unborn. The sky is having birth and death. The sky knows it is here and heaven. Good deal, bad energy, good energy. What is good deal, bad energy? You are made of circle in which that circle will try to live. Break the circle. And for which again I am repeating. Meditation phase. Beginning stage. But discussion, only dry discussion of spirituality, playing with the various spiritual words, is meaningless. You can do it. You have tremendous power. You are not separate from God, Brahman, Atman, Paramatman. An invisible listener having tremendous power. It's called Brahman, Atman, Paramatman. Be with you all the time. You do your job, you do your duty, not to neglect your health also, not to neglect your family life. Be practical. But at the same time, try to identify yourself to yourself. Is anybody having a question? Be free, don't worry about it. Okay.
Have I heard of Maharaj?
Yes?
I may. How do you practice self-inquiry? How's the process?
The self-inquiry means that we are unaware of our identity. Who am I? Self-inquiry starts because who am I? No question, there are no answers. Though it is called Brahman, Atman, Paramatman, I am not playing with Brahman, Atman, Paramatman, God mark. Because so many concepts engraved upon since childhood till today, were accepted that we are within that circle of concepts. The questioner itself is ultimate truth. It is forgot your identity. You can do it. It's not impossible. It is not difficult. You have to give some time. It's free of charge. No charge is there. It is your knowledge. This is not knowledge. Not knowledge of any Brahman, Atman, Paramatman, God, Master. This is not, in that individual, this is not knowing I am somebody else, that Brahman or Atman. Through which, through meditation, you are hammering all the time. Ramadana, not so much the words. Considering sensitiveness of the spirit, the words are given. It is very sensitive. Even if you see your donkey, you have slapping, assaulting. If I see your Brahman, oh, okay, Brahman. And for which you need not require to. You just involve yourself. Try to absorb the reality. Yes.
On my way down here, when I was sitting, I came to, by this house a few hours back.
Okay.
And you probably weren't even here, but I feel more bliss sometimes than other times. And it was stronger than ever when I was just sitting there waiting for somebody. And I was wondering if there's any way I can share this with. I don't know where it comes from, but I can't control it. Could I share it with my mother? She's really old, and is there any way I can help her? I mean, I've told her about this stuff, and she has a little bit of interest. Is that the best I can do? Is there anything I can, like, meditate with her in mind?
Meditation is not his own soliciting like this. Is it required? you're totally normal is required. This is what you call man. You are accepted as man. This is what you call woman. Are you woman? I am woman, I am woman, I am woman, or I am man or man. You are neither man nor you are Brahman. You accepted that. Because of some illogic concept where I am not accepting it. Therefore, the meditation requires through which you are hammering all the time. We are Brahman. All relations, all needs came along with the body. All requirement needs came along with the body. You are not body at all. Prior to being, what needs are there? What relations are there? You see, my father, my sister, my brother, my Brahman, my God, so many things are there. The moment that spirit disappears from the body, what relation remains? It's open fire for even if you think intellectually. All relations came along with the body. All requirements came along with the body. All needs came along with the body. Because body is not only, therefore we are all also one thing. So multi material causes it are. Prior to being there, no nothing even. No requirement, no needs. No decisions. Matter is not separate from you. Yes?
Big time of meditation is better. Whether ask the self, who am I? Or just meditate on the Brahma.
You have to recite some mantra like I'm Brahmasmi, I'm Brahman, like that. Or so on. There's some, every lineage having some different words. The principle behind that, through that words, you are identifying yourself. I'm Brahman, I'm Brahmasmi, so on. Shivoham, these are the words. They are keywords. Through which you are hammering yourself, they say. All that I am doing as a man or woman. There are limitations. There are body limitations are there. Your presence is beyond that, beyond sky. The entire world is present out of your presence. Sorry. If there is no presence, who will talk about the world? Who will talk about the God? To say God, your presence is required. To identify God, your presence is required. When you come across the God, be free. If there is no presence in the body, can you identify God or Brahman, Atma, Paramatma, Master? Any relationship there? Nothing is impossible. Yes, yes, yes.
So, why is the realization of ultimate truth so scarce and rare? In
see, the realization is conviction. Religion is of spontaneous conviction. At least wherever you am, somebody is like man or woman. So I'm talking about that realization. Spontaneous conviction, I'm Brahman, Atman, Paramatman, God, Mark. Nothing to do with the world. Sorry. It's illusionary world. The moment presence click with the body, you see the world. Where is the world prior to beingness? That means the entire world present out of presence. If I define it, it's unidentified identity, invisible identity, anonymous identity. It cannot be defined, it cannot be guessed, it cannot be imagined. These reality supposed to be absorbed totally. Only that discussion on spiritual will not help. And human body is a good opportunity to identify yourself.
Maharaj.
Yes.
What is the benefit of initiation?
Benefit of
Initiation.
Nama mantra.
Nama mantra. It It is inviting attention to the main data that you are Brahman Atman. It is beginning stage, foundation. You forgot your identity. Or you are imagining yourself in body form. Basically, you have no body form, no shape is there. If somebody lost his memory by showing some article, something, so this is. The purpose behind that, you should dig in the memory. Same thing here. There are lots of memories. Except the body is my identity, which is not. Dissolve body identity, this initiation is there. I am Brahman, Brahman. Yes?
Why spirit forgot himself?
There is no reason at all. Spirit does not know I am spirit. Spirit does not know spirit. Spirit is given name to the presence. Invisible presence, power, energy. There is electricity, not I am lighting all these things. There is no reason why spirit is. Because trying to guess to the intellect. Its presence in the world is spontaneous presence. Every day you see dreams, you know. You are planning, I will see this dream today, this dream tomorrow. And who is acting that dream? Who is watching that dream? You are acting that dream as somebody else. You see the sun, moon and everything, you see narrating in this dream. All that dream are projected. You are sleeping. And who is taking dream? Video shooting of the whole dream. Likewise. It's a long dream. I am somebody else.
So Maharaj?
Yes?
Do you teach that Mula Maya, all is a dream?
What is a Maya? No Maya. Maya is a concept.
Correct. Mm-hmm. But Mula Maya.
Who says Maya is a given name? You are to the original concept.
Okay, great. And you teach that.
What is the Maya? Prior to being, what is the Maya? Mm-hmm. Maya is illusion, illusion concept.
Of course. So you teach that existence is like a dream?
Of course.
Okay.
Not I am thinking, it is a fact. Mm-hmm. My thinking is not this, it is a fact.
Of course.
It. Entire world project out of presence. All things appear in presence. It is not my thinking.
Yeah, of course.
It is universal thing, universal fact.
Yeah, did you know Ranjit Maharaj?
Yes, I know.
Yes.
He's my guru's guru brother.
Yeah, he was my teacher.
Yes, of course. He's grateful, very grateful.
Very lucky.
Yes. Siddhartha Maharaj is my master.
Mm-hmm.
Siddhartha Ramesh Maharaj. And Siddhartha Ramesh Maharaj is my spiritual grandmaster, grandfather.
Is love a concept as well? Love a concept as well?
Is love a concept, Kalpana?
Of course. When you come across love, affection, these are concepts, appear upon the presence. When the spirit speak with the body, the love, affection appear before you. What is the love? Prior to being without, no love is there. After being body, love is there? So what we're measuring also in body form, love, affection, so many things are there. So many relations are there. My father, my sister, my brother, my master, my God, so thousands of concepts are there. The moment body dissolves, nothing is there, no relations. All relations, body based relations. And you are not body at all. You are not going to remain body at all. Because you are ultimate truth. Your final truth, final reality. And to absorb this reality, again I am repeating, you have to undergo the meditation. That is the only source. Only reading, only talking, only listening. And you can do it. Nothing is impossible. Because you are, except your selflessness, nothing is there. Be practical. Not to neglect your family life. You are doing job, you do your job, you do duty, do duty. So I am Brahmajnani, I am spiritual man, how can I do all that? No restriction at all. What you are reading, what you are doing, the thing to do. There is no deed, there is no doer. Because you are measuring also in body form, this means I did something, it's bad thing, good thing. What is good thing, what is bad thing? Which is tolerable is a good thing. It's not tolerable. What is bad thing? Yes?
I think of bliss and then I think of impersonal love as sort of the same. And to me, when I am there, it's a fact to me. But then other times I forget that fact. So is the bliss, bliss and love is kind
not of... Not to measure yourself in body form. What blessing is there?
Blissfulness.
I when I experience that, it's a fact for me.
It's okay.
But then I forget. And that's no longer a fact.
Don't underestimate you. Nothing perfect, nothing remembering. The so-called I support will dissolve. Yes.
When you do meditation, do you have to repeat a certain mantra, or you just...
Yes, of course. That's why I told you that. Every lineage having different mantras. I'm Brahmasmi, Soham is mantra, Soham is mantra. I'm Brahman, Brahman, I am this. Various mantra, various words are there. It's an indication. It's the keyboard something. Through that words you have to identify, you have to hammering yourself. It is not only sitting for 1 or 2 hours. You can sit for meditation, but all the time the involvement is required.
Question?
Yes?
When I do the meditation, I can't help but have thoughts coming through. What do I have to do to stop that? Stop the thoughts.
When she does meditation, thoughts come into her mind.
It's nature of the mind. Mind means thought, flow of thoughts. You're witnessing thought. You're different from thoughts. You're witnessing thought. Good thought, bad thought. You're witnessing. Not to try control. Not to try to control your thoughts. It is there. Suppose you're sitting and something happens by outside. You're neglecting it. Thoughts are coming all the time. Which thought to be accepted or thought not to accept after you.